From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama, in his nationally broadcast speech to a joint session of Congress last night, sought to quell fears about his plan to overhaul the nation's health care system.
What this plan will do is make the insurance you have work better for you. Under this plan, it will be against the law for insurance companies to deny you coverage because of a pre-existing condition.
Mr. Obama also took on critics. He accused them of using scare tactics in their opposition and said the time for bickering is over. He also reiterated his support for a public insurance option, but said he is open to other ideas as well. In the GOP response, Louisiana Congressman Charles Bustanis, who is a former heart surgeon, said a government-run program is not the answer. Republican Congressman Joe Wilson of South Carolina has apologized for yelling "you lie" at President Obama during his speech last night. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Mr. Obama was addressing some of the myths and rumors that have circulated this summer about his health care plan.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal.
That was Republican Joe Wilson of South Carolina. He often speaks strongly against illegal immigration, but he called his outburst a lack of civility. Wilson's office emailed a press release late last night that said, quote, "While I disagree with the president's statement, my comments were inappropriate and regrettable." His shout seemed to anger Republicans as much as Democrats. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
New government figures to be released today are expected to show an increase in the federal poverty rate, as NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
These are the first government poverty numbers to reflect the impact of the current recession, and most experts expect to see an increase. The figures cover 2008 and will show changes from the year before, when more than 37 million Americans lived in poverty. But there are growing concerns about how the government measures poverty. Critics say the system's outdated and doesn't accurately reflect what's going on. Alternative measures have shown higher poverty rates, especially for the elderly. The Obama administration has expressed interest in proposals to change the poverty measure, but officials say the existing measure will still show how job-related income has changed during the recession. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Five girls have died in a stampede at a government-run school in the Indian capital of New Delhi. Police say some 30 other students were injured after rumors of an electrical short circuit sparked a panic. They reportedly jammed a narrow flight of stairs because they feared electrocution. International stock markets are higher today on optimism about the U.S. economy. European shares are gaining ground, and Asian markets were up as much as 2%. You're listening to NPR News. A suicide truck bomber has killed at least 20 people in northern Iraq. Iraqi police say at least 20 others were wounded when the bomber struck before dawn in a Kurdish village near Mosul. Officials say they expect the number of casualties to rise because a number of people are still missing in the rubble of a number of homes. The federal panel appointed to oversee financial industry bailout spending says it's unclear if the U.S. Treasury was justified in using the money to help the auto industry. The panel also says Chrysler and GM probably won't be able to pay all the money back. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
The U.S. Treasury spent nearly $50 billion of TARP funds to save General Motors and more than $14 billion to save Chrysler. The Congressional Oversight Panel says it's unlikely the government's share of the company stock will ever be worth enough to pay all the money back. The panel's report recommends that the stock be placed in an independent trust, insulated from political pressure and government interference. The report also questions whether the government had the authority to use TARP funds in the first place to help the auto industry. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner will testify before the panel on Thursday to give his regular quarterly update on TARP spending. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
Bad weather in Florida could threaten this evening's landing of Space Shuttle Discovery. Mission Control has said that the chance for thunderstorms in the region today could pose a challenge for Discovery. Conditions are expected to remain poor through Saturday. Officials say if the shuttle cannot return to Florida this evening, NASA will consider landing the shuttle in California. I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.